The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:05 here on this auspicious day, 9/11, September 11th, 2015. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, huh?
Well, good morning, and of course, 14 Septembers. After terrorists destroyed the nation's greatest office complex and crippled its fourth largest business district, the rebuilding of the World Trade Center and the revival of Lower Manhattan continue. So today we do remember. 74 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be hot today with temperatures around 106. Happy Friday, everybody. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 71. Tomorrow calls for another hot day with 104. Saturday night with 70. And Sunday, just a mere 101. With our temperatures around 67. Then as our progressive week continues, 91 on Monday, 85 on Tuesday. Now, our weather that we bring to you each and every morning is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, good morning, hon.
Good morning. It's 8 after 7. Eric?
Good morning, Eric.
Eric
was working till midnight last night at another place. And, you know, it's like I said, when I was your age, I could go for a month without sleep. You know, I would just sleep standing up. I'd sleep while I was driving because it was a waste of my time, if, you know, just to be doing, you know, just be driving without sleeping at the same time. So, anyway.
I'll work on that.
Okay.
Now, Eric, of course, we're going to be talking to almost everybody that we have on the air this morning. And, of course, you're our producer. Do you remember 9/11 and what was happening for you when you found out that day?
Yeah, I do. I was a sophomore in high school, and I remember waking up, and I didn't quite understand the impact of what was happening. I saw it because, you know, it was on every channel, obviously, and I was waiting to get picked up, and my ride was late, And anyhow, it didn't really hit me until I got to school and to see, like, in the classroom, we were watching it on the news. I was like, and that's when I realized this was a bigger deal than, you know, just something.
Just an accident
happening.
Because in your lifetime at that point, nothing. There had been no wars. There had been, not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, there had been the Gulf War, but you were really, really young for that. So, and then when you're 14. I mean, how much you pay attention anyway? So this was,
right.
Did you feel rattled at all? Did you remember the feeling that when happened inside the classroom or that day in school? What was that experience like?
Me personally didn't feel rattled again because I couldn't wrap my head around just what was happening. I think what rattled me was the effect it was having on everybody else. I had to look at everybody, look at my teachers, like, oh, this is a big deal. Like, I had to convince myself this is a big deal. This isn't just something that's going to go away. And not even to realize that this is going to, you know, be a topic of conversation for the rest of my life.
It's going to be a part of your life, and it has been for the last 14 years and with war and everything else that goes along with it. So, hey, we're here with Haven Humane and Pet of the Week, Spencer.
Good morning.
Where were you, Spencer?
Yeah, where were you on 9/11?
I was getting ready for school. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was standing in the kitchen of my friend's house. We were getting ready to go to school. And I remember watching on live TV the second plane hit the second tower. And I remember it when it really sunk in with me was when you could see all of the people that were trying to escape the buildings and there was nothing that they could do. I mean, I remember what still to this day stands out the most to me is the feeling sad that the people that were actually jumping out of the building, they had no other choice. You know, they couldn't get out of the building by going downstairs, that there was no other option that those people felt that they had left to do besides jump out of the building. And it really, that's what really sunk it in with me.
Yeah, they were going to jump as opposed to being burnt to death. Yeah.
Did you
at that point, they were probably already close to burning.
Right. Did you experience sadness for a while afterwards? Did you feel rattled? Did you feel like my world has shifted? I'm just curious, like, how old were you?
I was 12.
Okay.
So, I mean, at the time, it didn't personally hit me. I mean, I obviously felt grief, as everybody did, you know, for all of the people that lost their lives that day. But personally, it didn't rattle me personally, just because it wasn't something that directly had affected me at that time.
Right.
And at 12 years old, you know, that's not something that really...
Mm-hmm.
A 12-year-old doesn't comprehend mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. what's happening.
No, it's just,
at that time.
You just knew that it was bothering a bunch of adults.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. All right.
Well,
but
thank
today,
you for that.
Today is kind of cool because on this day of, we're remembering. Of course, they're having the raising of the flag, sunrise ceremony out there at the giant flag, and there's bagpipers and all types of I think Enterprise School is out there playing. So there's a lot of stuff going on out there too. Okay, what do we have here today?
So this morning I brought with me little Roscoe. He is a 3-year-old tan with a little black muzzle Chihuahua mix. And when I say mix, I use that word heavily. I mean, he, in my opinion, I think he may have a little Jack Russell in there. Linda was saying she sees a little Whippet in there.
Mm-hmm.
I can see Whippet as well. He's definitely a little mix. But
he's got a Chihuahua head.
Yes, he does. And, you know, he doesn't have that typical Chihuahua attitude, which is a great thing. He's not a little yapper. He's not a little shaky, trembly thing.
Oh, my God. He's got his little head, again, laying on your lap. And I gave him a little doggy toy this morning. So cute. And you know this dog will take direction very well.
Yes. He does already know all of his basic commands. He was having a blast running up and down the studio this morning. And, you know, Roscoe is such a great dog. Normally the little dogs aren't the best with younger children.
Mm-hmm.
We have Roscoe rated for home with kids 5 and older. And it's just because he is a little bouncy from time to time. He gets energetic, you know, and he can easily
mm-hmm.
knock over a smaller child.
Mm-hmm.
Not for any aggression at all.
Even though he only weighs, like, what, 20 pounds?
20, yeah, maybe 25 pounds.
I'd say closer to 15.
15, okay.
Yeah.
But we're real good at that.
Yeah. 15,
yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
So Roscoe is his name, and he's up for an adoption, and you can pick him. You can go, what do you want to call it, claim him today.
Adopt him today.
Save
him. Give him a forever home today.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And he'd be a good dog. I mean, I could see him up the doggy park.
Yeah.
Somebody. And he's affectionate. Very affectionate.
Very, very affectionate.
Right.
And he loves other animals, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yes, we have our Bark, Wine, and Brew, our 8th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up October 3rd.
October 3rd.
It's at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's from 5:30 is when it starts. Tickets are now available at havenhumane.net. So if you want more information, you can give us a call. We have all the details.
It's going to be a great time.
Or you can go to our website, havenhumane.net, and get your tickets. I heard we're going to have a good MC this year.
It's going to be a great MC, I understand. The other part, too, is get your tickets now because, you know, it fills up. Once they're gone, they're gone. And it's only so many people can go there. Okay. All right. Hey, Spencer, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Hey, this segment of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at Sleepin' Number.
Roscoe.
That's right. And you can change his name, too, if you want. I mean,
I think he actually fits Roscoe.
Well, he does. I think he looks like a Roscoe. Hey, anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. I have not slept any better in the 2 years that we've had our bed.
And you've been rolling really hard. I mean, here you are, you know, the older you would think, the older that you get, the more your life is supposed to gear down. But in our lives, it seems like we've got a lot going on. So at the end of the day, you know, you just hope that you get a good night's sleep. It is just the way that you can keep on adding more responsibility or fun things to do. When you say, oh, I really can't, well, now you can because you're actually getting a good night's sleep. So it refreshes you. And I just feel like we're able to take on more in our lives with gratitude because of the rest.
I think so. And my sleep number setting, of course, is a 45. And Linda's sleep number setting is 40. But it adjusts to you. That's the best thing. It adjusts to you. It's American-made. It's rated number one in the country. I mean, I say this, but that means a big thing. Number one in the country by Consumer Reports. It takes no money from advertisers or anything. They just go out there and let the chips fall where they may. And right now, you can get a great deal at Sleep Number. All beds are on sale during the final days of the biggest sale of the year with a Queen C2 mattress starting at only $599.98. So head on over to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number store. See Brian and Janice or just anybody in there. They're all pros, and they can help you. Guaranteed, made in America. You're not going to have a better sleep. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460 at 7:16 in the morning here on 9/11.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be a buzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, we'll make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 if you wait till Sunday. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR 1460, 7:19 in the morning today on 9/11. Gosh, hey, this.
Hey, it's Friday. You
it's
know what?
Friday. We've got, it's we've Friday. Got a full it's 9/11.
Day.
There's so many things going on
we
today.
We have Pet of the Week right here, and we're trying to get a bunch of live reads. And, you know, we have a fundraiser going on this Saturday.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about that in a minute.
Yeah.
So, currently 74 degrees. It's 7:19 in the morning.
And we're here with Kyle DeFore of Mighty Fine Foods.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Not only that, he is also a part-time baseball commentator.
I've been known to moonlight a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you did the Colt 45s. You did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
hey,
a
you
lot
know,
of fun.
We were in here the other day when we were talking about Mighty Fines. I said, and I forget who was sitting here, and I said, they have 250 different kinds of beer. And the guy goes, yeah, I know. And he says, I said, no, we're not talking about just 250 beers. We're talking about 250 different kinds of beers out at you know, and at the store out there in Bella Vista. And he goes, no, I know. He says, I go down and, you know, look around because he finds new ones all the time.
Yeah, we're actually doing another beer reset, adding a whole bunch of new ones on Wednesday of next week, too. So.
Oh, all right. New ones.
Yep. New ones.
So you're going for the big one.
Yeah. Well, you know, they come out with new craft brews faster than we can add them. Yeah. So whenever we have one that's been popular other places or is kind of on the way up, we try to be one of the first ones to get it. So,
all right. So today is the big day. You always have the best barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we barbecue all summer, and we're gonna do it till at least the end of September, maybe a couple of Fridays in October too. But we barbecue every Friday. We do tri-tip chicken, hot dogs, Polish dogs, you name it. We also do the $5 Fridays for our Take and Make pizzas. We've been doing the Take and Make pizzas for about a month or so. And on Friday, you can get one for $5 out the door. So
literally, you go in and you get your pizza. You don't want to deal with cooking. Mm-hmm. You may get a little barbecue because, you know, you can stretch that stuff out through the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I take a tri-tip home, and I can eat that for about 2 or 3 days. So.
And then, this weekend magic that you have, you got a special that you do on Sundays.
Yeah, we're, football kicked off last night. We had the first game last night on Thursday Night Football. But during the summer, we always do a free bag of ice with any 12-pack beer or any 2 6-packs. And we are continuing that into the fall. But, you know, when people get their beer and go home and watch the game, well, you're not really throwing it in the ice chest, so you don't really need the ice. So we're going to give you a choice of either the free ice or $1 off any 12-pack or any 2 6-pack beer. So.
Have you been? Have you done the fantasy football league thing yet? Do you do that?
You know, I'm in one league with some guys at work. That's just a for fun league. It's not, you know, no money changes hands or anything like that. It's just for bragging rights. But
for bragging rights,
yeah.
Who are you looking at right now? It's in the NFL.
Well, you know, I'm a Niners fan, so through thick and thin, and you know,
no matter what,
a lot of people are saying this might be a little bit of a thinner year, but you know, hope springs eternal. There, you know, you never know. Last year was a thin year for
the 49ers.
You know, that we lost a lot of guys and had a lot of guys get hurt and switch the coach.
Oh,
and
the coach thing is just probably blowing some people's mind.
Is Kaepernick is he good enough to lead them?
You know, they had some stuff last year. You know, I'm just an armchair quarterback fan, but you know, I think he worked with some stuff in the offseason. I think he's going to be better this year, and I really like that they added Torrey Smith from Baltimore as wide receivers. I think he's going to have a good year for us. And
well, that right there puts you 1,000 times more knowledgeable than me. Torrey Smith.
And then it obviously
means he might be okay.
Yeah, well,
All right.
Hey, it's perfect time now if you really are watching football and you're getting into it.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, you know, the high school football and tailgating, mm-hmm. and you really want great barbecue, you want to bring a pizza, you take it and bake it, slice it up, you take it. It's great little hors d'oeuvres, too, to have, you know, your pizzas.
Okay, you got to picture this.
Okay.
On today, you go down, you get the tri-tip, mm-hmm. you get the chickens. You got ribs out there?
Oh, yeah.
And ribs. So you get tri-tip, chicken, and ribs
mm-hmm.
today, because tonight's high school football.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have high school football tonight on KCNR 1460.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's college football.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday professional football.
Exactly. There you go.
You know what?
Wow.
I've got your weekend planned. You've got meals for it all the whole time.
Yep, exactly.
And beer.
I mean, is this a man weekend?
Then Monday night, you got the Monday night game. So there you go.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you may have to buy something else. You may have to start a 40.
There you go.
Hello? Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Football is now becoming a woman's sport, too. It's not just guys' weekend. Women are getting into it.
Yeah, we have some coaches this year. I think there's some NBA, too.
Yes.
I think we've got some NBA and some NFL female coaches.
Uh-oh, you've got my Vikings in capital letters is playing his Niners in little letters.
You know,
on Monday.
They're on the way up. You know, I think the Vikings could surprise some people this year. So.
Well, Kyle, we hope that we also get you to call again. We've got Gary Moore coming in here later today, this morning. But, you know, we'll get you up there and hopefully get to hear you call a couple games along with him, because that's just fantastic. We love being able to support our local sports.
Sure,
it's just such a trip for us.
You know, you guys, again, we go back to the locally owned, locally operated family stores, which provide everything and more. you get that, you know, it's the customer service thing. You know, we talk about other stores that, that we advertise with or that advertises with us, and they all have one thing in common. They prosper because of customer service that you don't find in big box stores or large stores. Mm-hmm. And just the way you all treat people and the things you can offer, like 250 different kinds of beers. Mm-hmm. Come on. I mean, that's a work of love. That's a passion there. It's not just something you do accidentally.
Well, you know, that's a growth industry, and it's a big part of our story. You know, we've got liquor and wine as well. We have a real wide variety of those and very competitively priced on those. But you know, we're kind of a throwback a little bit because, you know, we're a 100 by 100 store with a gas station on it. So we're either the world's biggest convenience store or a really small,
you know,
grocery store.
It always seems bigger, though, when you go in there. I mean, when you said that before, and I'm sitting there thinking, that seems like a lot. You know what?
Yeah, we cram a lot of stuff in there.
Wow. I mean, everything's in there out there. And $2.99 and Deschutes Road right there on the corner. One last thing is 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you on 9/11?
9/11, I was actually a freshman in college. I was down at Sonoma State in Roanert Park, and I was one of my roommates actually woke me up and said, "Hey, you got to come in here and see what's on the TV," because I didn't have any classes early that morning. So he called me, and I saw the second plane hit, and you know, I had known all these guys about 3 weeks at that point. You know, so we're all sitting around going, like, "What the heck is going on here?" And you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you realize at the time, and there aren't that many instances I can point to this, but you realize at the time something significant is happening right now, and things are going to change one way or the other.
Will change the United States dramatically, one way or the other.
I imagine it's probably how, I mean, I was 18 at the time. I imagine it's probably how a lot of younger people felt in 1941 with Pearl Harbor, or, you know, possibly even 1917 when the Lusitania was sunk and we went into World War One. I mean, you know, that moment where you're just like, okay, something has changed today.
Something has changed our world. Mm-hmm. And I think you're absolutely right. And that's, you know, a good, you know, Lusitania was sunk. Wow. Got people in. And then, of course, the Day of Infamy and on December 7th, which, by the way, more lives were lost on 9/11 than were lost on December 7th.
Mm-hmm.
But it started the World War II, and now people might say that this war that was started then has been going on for 14 years.
Yeah.
Doesn't show any signs. I mean, it slowed down, but it's not over. This is going to be a continuous war.
Yeah, it's a different kind of situation. I mean, you know, we have a... You know, I was a history major, so you take the long view on everything. But, you know, we fought the Germans and the Japanese for 4.5 years at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Italians first as well. You know, in about 5 years, the rest of the world basically contained that imperial aggression at that time.
Right.
And it's a completely different animal right now because they don't really have a state. You know, you can't go capture a capital and say, okay, we won.
You can't make
a
landing,
you know,
and say, we've got you all. Yeah. And there's nobody to capitulate and surrender. I mean, you can take out, really, you can take out 100 enclaves of terrorists. And they're still going to be fighting.
Well, I'm of the opinion, too, that, you know, this is a situation where it's not a solution where we can't airstrike our way out of it. We can't cruise missile our way out of it. We can't SEAL Team 6 our way out of it. This is a battle for the hearts and minds of 7.5 billion people. And, you know, I think the way that, you know, I had a professor once that said, you know, we won the Cold War with, we didn't win the Cold War with submarines and nuclear missiles and all these things. We won it with blue jeans, rock and roll, and Coca-Cola. You know, they wanted to be us because... You look across the fence, and it's better to be over there than it is over here. And, you know, I think we need to basically show people and every day that, you know, America is the place where you want to be, and this is the type of society that people want to come to and want to be a part of rather than want to see as someone who's an enemy to them. You know?
Well, you know, that's what happened when the Iron Curtain fell was all of a sudden all of these satellite dishes came up. They were watching, when I was in Croatia, they were watching Oprah. That was one of their highest rated shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. It changes the society. The only thing is you have to make sure you get that signal gets out to everybody. But you're right. Okay. You just can't bomb them out of existence. I mean, you could, but, the aftermath is something like that. I don't think anybody's prepared for it. So it's got to be an asynchronous type of war. Yeah, you're working on the whole thing.
What was it General MacArthur said about getting in a land war in Asia?
Well, this is a land war everywhere, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, unfortunately, it's everywhere. Okay, Kyle DeFore from A Mighty,
from
Fine,
Mighty Fine,
Fine
Foods. And don't forget, today is the big barbecue day. Mm-hmm. And take and bake pizza for $5. Plus, Sunday is your big special off, a dollar off of any six-pack.
Any 2 6-packs or any 12-pack, yep.
Okay.
There you go. More, Kyle DeFore is more than a pretty face, obviously.
Great face for radio, yes.
Thanks a lot,
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks,
Kyle. Have a great weekend.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you: Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
We've always been red, white, and blue.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It's 9/11 Day of Remembrance today. They're having the giant flag. Had a big ceremony out there this morning. I know that at Shasta College they're having a ceremony out there. They planted 3,200 flags out there in the common area.
Oh, boy.
Not only just the students from the college, but kids from schools. They have no idea.
Now,
they were
where
all
was
born.
This
is out at Shasta College. They were all born after 9/11.
Right.
So they only know of 9/11. Now it's a historical event.
Well, we will remember. Yeah. And that kind of, it's always been the tagline, hasn't it been, Carl? 9/11, we will remember.
That's right. It is. And we always will. So, at some point today, with our guest, we'll ask her where she was.
Yeah,
on
we've been 11. Asking
it,
everyone.
A bit later on today. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50. And this ranked the top 100 hospital. This isn't in the world. No, this is in the United States, in the top 100 hospitals 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well. Good people down there. And speaking of good people, we're here with good people, too. Kara Tennant.
Dr.
Kara Tennant.
Who is a veterinarian at the Animal Care Hospital. Care Animal Hospital. But, I pulled up the website because I really wanted to see again, because I've been hearing through conversations, you know, I go up to the doggy park. Up at the Benton Dog Park. And then I have friends also that have cats, and they were talking about, the Care Animal Hospital. And so welcome to the show this morning, Dr. Tennant.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good. Let's get her volume up just a little bit. There you go. You know what? We were talking at the break before you came on about the holidays are coming up, and you were talking about some common things that may happen that, you know, that could be toxic to animals. Can you share with us? Well, let's just get right into it.
So I wanted to mention some of the common toxic things we see that maybe you aren't aware of, because I feel like most people know chocolate is toxic to dogs. And the darker the chocolate, the more toxic. So baking chocolate being the most toxic.
Okay.
White chocolate being the least toxic.
But it's all toxic.
It is.
All get them.
It's all toxic.
Okay.
It's not good for your pets, mm-hmm. especially around Halloween and Christmas time and the holidays. You know, we have a lot of that around, and it is toxic
right.
to animals. So some of the uncommon things, something like macadamia nuts, which you don't think would be
right.
toxic, but it can be. It
very common as well in the holidays to bring out the nuts and the candies and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And you put them down on tables.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because you have parties, and that and your little loved one could be over there, mm-hmm. little paws
chomping
up on the
away.
Table, just, this
exactly.
is good.
And I've seen it where someone has shipped a chocolate package to someone, and the dog gets it before the owners actually know that it's been
It's under
delivered.
The tree, and they smell it, and they
yes.
dig it out.
Yes.
Rip
one
it,
day, while mom and dad were at work, I just...
It's one of those, the guilty dog look.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? Have you seen those photos? You see them on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
The guilty dog. And this dog is sitting there looking the other way, and it's just something that's just completely
yeah.
torn up in front of him. Obviously, the dog did it.
I had
to
do it.
Yeah, the dog's kind of looking around, saying, no, I don't know how that happened. I think your son did it. You know,
so we're talking about common toxic things that can possibly happen in your home, and I think this is a really good Dr. Tennant to share with our listeners, because it might just be an act of love, something you want to share with your family, but if you've got a critter in your home, this could be... you don't want to be making the 2 o'clock call in the morning when your animal's definitely sick. And what are some of the other items? We've talked dark chocolate, macadamia nuts, and?
Raisins and grapes.
Grapes.
And this is something that people give to their pets.
Grapes.
All
I think
the
I
time.
Knew about grapes. He's,
yeah.
We've never given raisins grapes. Because what does that do, though? I mean, what does that do to an animal?
It causes kidney failure.
Ooh.
And the thing about grapes is we actually don't know what the dose is. We do for dogs. We can calculate the amount of chocolate, the weight of the dog, and tell you if it's if they ate mm-hmm. enough to be toxic. But mm-hmm. for grapes, some dogs it's one grape, some dogs it's a bushel.
Wow.
Some dogs will eat grapes their whole lives and never have a problem. So we don't know. And, of course, raisins are more concentrated, and so it can be.
Yeah.
How about, I heard it one time, and I'm not sure, but maybe you can shine a light on that, onions.
Onions and garlic is another one, yeah.
And those are things when you're chopping mm-hmm. on your kitchen counter, those things, especially if you're finally chopping, that they fall on the floor.
Absolutely, and it causes severe anemia. And things that have garlic powder in them, and it's dose-related, because you'll look at, you go to PetSmart, and you'll see things that say they have garlic in the pet food or in the flea preventative, mm-hmm. some of the natural flea preventatives. Mm-hmm. But it is actually toxic.
Question for you regarding rawhide bones mm-hmm. and these kinds of things that one may go to the store, because you can get those basically from the dollar store to Petco to Trader Joe's or whatever, what to look or stay away from in the ingredients?
Well, the thing about rawhides is, as a vet, I see the bad stuff. I see the ones where the animals choke and can't breathe. I see the ones that they eat a big chunk and it gets stuck in their intestines and I have to remove it. And so in general...
Is that remove it like with surgery?
Surgery.
Oh, mm-hmm. man, I tell you what.
Yeah.
I bet that's I bet that's an eye-opener.
Well, I think there's probably some dogs, I would think.
Can we try laxatives first?
Well, do you know what? When you see, have been around some dogs that they will just gulp. They'll devour something in a second, and you're like, how? That would be like taking the carcass. You know, you've heard that, and it's actually happened to many of us, where the dog, when you're not looking, will grab the carcass off of the get up on the counter and devour it.
Yeah.
Do you see that a lot?
See that a lot. You're making the chicken. You have a full, you know, a whole chicken
ready to go.
Take the whole thing
when you're not looking around the corner.
Big dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Now talking about things that could be toxic. Here's a question from our chat room.
Okay.
Okay. I'm taking my dogs for walks in the morning, and they drink water out of the gutters. Can that be toxic?
It can. Ew. So most of the time you won't see a problem with that, and dogs will drink dirty water. But they can get things like Giardia, which can cause massive diarrhea, and they can get leptospirosis, which is a bacteria that's found in water transmitted through the urine of mammals that causes kidney and liver failure in dogs.
So you got to kind of watch around that. Yeah. That was a good question, Sonny. Thank you.
What's the stuff, for instance, that, I can't think of it right now because I'm not a mechanic, but, you know, that comes out of your it's the yellow stuff that comes out of the car.
You mean the
antifreeze?
Antifreeze could be something that could
antifreeze can kill people.
That could go down, I would think, the drains.
Oh, and that is bad stuff. It causes kidney failure, too. And animals like it because it's sweet.
Wow. And you know what? You can just, never mind. I was going to say you could distill it to... I've heard people can do that.
Well, I thought about that because I was actually in it was in the parking lot. I think we do have a call coming in. I was in the parking lot of a business the other day, and somebody had their antifreeze. It fell out of their, you know, it was just a pile. And this
mean a pool?
Well, it was a pool or a pile or a mini, like a puddle. Okay. And all I could think of is, I don't know how he's going to clean this up. But the reality is, I thought, God, if any pets come down here, or wild critters or whatever, or cats, they're dead. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was just asking you about how toxic is it really. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning. How are you this Friday? Do you have a question for our veterinarian?
I don't have a question. I got a testimonial. That's the only place I take my cat.
Ah, I love it. We love the connection.
Tell you something. The reason I want to bring this up, I thought about calling last time, but I was on the road going out intermittent cell service last time she was on. The bedside manner of everybody I've ever dealt with there is extraordinary. And I had a cat, I have a calico cat with some bladder stones, and I've been able to cure that problem with the cat through diet change. And so I go in by the urinary SO there at the Care Animal Hospital on Hilltop, and over a period of about a month and a half, no more blood in the urine, no more. The cat is just peachy. And I've got the x-rays in my phone so I can show people a picture of my calico cat. And he said, well, that doesn't look like a cat. It looks like a skeleton. I said, well, it is, you idiot. It's an x-ray. I have a lot of fun with that. But I go in and buy a couple cans of food every so often just so I can chat with Christine, the most colorful veterinary worker I've ever seen. And I love her artwork.
Oh. There you go. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
You know, so there you go.
You have
much.
Touched Dr. Tennant.
I appreciate your company, and I appreciate you.
Oh,
bye-bye, guys.
Thanks, Coach Bob.
You know, it doesn't get better than that. You know, this is the perfect example that's happening right here, why Carl and I love to do what we do with people like you, Dr. Tennant, and have Coach Bob, who's been a loyal listener, and, you know, it's that perfect connection of a testimonial. We didn't know he was going to call in, but I love that with our active and also somebody from our chat pack that listens every morning and interact. Sometimes they'll just talk with each other on the, like, where'd you go shopping? Or we had coffee, or don't go to this place. Or love the fact that there's this connection. So tell us what has been happening, and we're going to have to take a break here in a minute, but if we were to say, now that we are in September and it's still hot, what are the things that we need to look for with overheating with animals?
Panting, excessive panting, especially at rest, and restlessness. I mean, these guys don't tend to look comfortable. Sometimes they pace, they won't lay down. They seem really, really uncomfortable if they're overheating.
Okay,
and,
so do I.
And what, do we do? We try, except for our sleep number, but of course. But what do we do the caretaker of our pets to help them not be overheated? What would be the immediate thing to do?
So the first thing would probably be to try to cool them down by putting cool water on their feet, and that's going to be the fastest and the safest.
The feet. Okay, everybody needs to hear that. The feet.
The feet. Because they sweat through the pads of their feet, okay. Not through the rest of their body. So they lose heat either by sweating through the pads of their feet and by panting, and that's it.
So don't. If you think that throwing a hose on them is going to work, that's not the deal. You probably want to put the
I've seen people that have hosed dogs down that died.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and,
yeah. Okay, so you want to put their little feet in the water.
Little feet.
And cool, and then maybe fan them a little bit.
Yeah, you can do that. And if they're not cooling down, they're really distressed, to bring them straight to your veterinarian.
Because they'll probably pop an IV.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Don't
all
put
right.
them in the refrigerator.
No,
don't put them in the refrigerator.
Okay, we got to take a break. And we're here with, of course, Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. People calling in, giving you all these accolades of your place. That's cool. Coach Bob speaks, by the way. Coach Bob speaks his mind. And if he didn't think so, he would not have called. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, down the street, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. They're great. Great jewelry, great choices, honesty, integrity at this jewelry store. This is where Linda shops. It's got it all there, including a watch repairman that can fix any type of watch that you have. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, Care Animal Hospital. It is 75 degrees out there, going up to 108 today on the 11th of September. 14 years ago, a terrorist attacked our country, and over 3,000 people killed, more than were killed at Pearl Harbor on December 7th. We'll be right back.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be a buzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, we'll make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 if you wait till Sunday. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. so visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach.
Absolutely. Good morning on this Friday. We do remember 9/11 this day 14 years ago. Our country was attacked. We will be talking little segments about this throughout the show this morning. But first, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst can do something other glass repair areas can't, or businesses can't. He guarantees his work from a chip to cracks over 2 feet in length. He guarantees them. And if he can't do it, guess what? He won't bother. He won't waste your time. He'll just tell you. Integrity, professionalism, all there. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373. Hey, our guest today
is Dr. Kara Tennant, who is with Care Animal Hospital. And before we go into the segment, because we really want to talk about, again, Halloween is coming up, what to look for in September and October, but where were you on 9/11?
Well, I was on my way to work. I was working for a veterinary microbiology lab at the time before I went to vet school. And I was on a bridge listening to the radio and the news. And there was, you know, breaking news on my way in. And it was, I'll never forget it. It was awful.
It changed. Did you think when you got to work, or there the change in people?
Oh, yeah.
And did you sense that change was something of, you know, of horror, or what's going to come of us, or, you know, was there anger? Did you see anger in there?
Anger and shock and horror. But, you know, the day afterward, that's when everyone had, you know, American flags on their cars.
Yes, I remember that.
And I felt like everyone really
came together. Well, you know, you can't see this while because you're not here in the studio. But Kyle was here before, and we asked him. And then we asked the guy, Spencer, from Pet of the Week, and then now you, Kara. And each person, when you ask about 9/11, where you were, you can see in the eyes a little tearing, because it brings you back to that moment. And what it just, it was like, it was shocking. It shifted the world as we knew it, changed that day. I remember, and I'll share with you, that I was in Sacramento, and I watched, but it was afterwards. It was like an aftermath for me. I was in the store, and I found myself standing in line and just starting to cry. And I think a lot of us felt that, you know, we saw it coming down, but we didn't realize the magnitude. And we didn't see the lady in ash, basically, who just died. Yeah. We didn't see those unfolding and realize all the firefighters and the first responders. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do nothing else today, say thank you. Say thank you to our police and to our firefighters. Those people are the ones who just, at that point, it's not about them anymore. They just go into my mission is to save a life. And we are so fortunate that we have people like that, our first responders. So I'm going to segue now from that into what happens when your animal is in an emergency. Where do you go? Okay, so what happens? Somebody comes to you and, oh my God, my cat or my dog is having seizures.
And they come straight to the vet, hopefully.
Yeah.
And so usually, with an emergency, they come straight to the back. So most of the time, with most appointments, they go into the room. A technician will go in and get the temperature and a history and see what's going on. With the emergency, they come straight to the vet, to the back.
Mm-hmm.
Straight
you
to the
veterinarian. You have a lab. You have a lab there, so you can do tests, blood tests, and find
surgery.
Out, right?
You can do it all there, right?
We can do it all.
Steps.
Yeah.
All animals. Well, maybe not elephants.
That's
okay.
Right.
Well, you haven't done any elephants, so maybe you can do elephants.
No, I haven't.
But nobody's brought one in yet.
No one's brought one in yet.
But they could.
Oh,
Hey, you know what? We can reach in there and get that little golf ball out of it.
All right, Carl. I know you're in fantasy land. You just went out there. But how about dentistry? How important is dentistry for your pet? Because their pets are getting older, and you know, some people are saying, oh, teeth cleaning is such a racket. Well, tell us about how important it is for dental health for dogs and cats.
Here's the thing about teeth. You know, they can't brush their own teeth. So if you think about you, and if you don't brush your teeth for years or even months, you know, all that tartar builds up and the teeth get infected and abscess.
So and bacteria.
And bacteria, yeah. And animals can get really sick. Mm. So just, you know, having the teeth, the mouth evaluated by your vet, and they can tell you the status of your pet's mouth. And it's really important for preventative care, too, to have the cleaning, remove all the tartar, because if you can do that, then it'll help save the teeth before they get abscessed and we have to take out the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really tough because a lot of the disease is actually underneath the gums. And we can't actually see it sometimes until we get in there, and we can't unless the animal's under anesthesia.
Well, you all, I know, Kara, since you've been here, you are all into preventative care. It's preventive maintenance, as we used to say in the military. It's your PM in the vehicle. Well, your PM in your animals, too.
That's right.
Because if you do that and you get them looked at and your teeth looked at and, you know, brushed and all these things, they take the heartworm medicine, they do all this. All you're doing then is making sure they're healthy, telling them that you've got a little obese dog because 90% of everybody brings in an animal, they're overweight. And because we love our little animals, here, have another piece of chicken.
Hey, if you're hearing a little
It's good for you.
Yeah, that's right. If you're hearing a little click right now.
She never says no.
That's right.
I don't know why she never says no. She's turned her nose up one time at a dill pickle.
Oh.
But she licked it. She went, you know, one of those. And then she goes, I don't think so.
And we're really lucky because Snooki does not have bad breath. And I was just thinking about that. You know, I know we're really
strict. Because I brush your teeth every day with accident.
We're very strict on her diet. However, we do give her little pieces of people food, but it's usually like a turkey or a piece of bakey or something. We call it bakey, you know, like with dog lingo, bakey.
Linda calls it bakey. Linda calls a lot of things her own names, like buttheads. And what she's talking about is headbutt. She says, wow, look at that guy buttheaded him. It's really its headbutt, but if it works for you, on.
But if
okay,
you're listening to a click in the background, it's because this is what's really fun. We have a beautiful photographer in here right now from the Enjoy magazine, and you'll see us. And I'm not sure which month it's going to be, but we are going to do a little testimonial of how we love the store. And Kara, I was telling you earlier, I'm very excited about you. You're new into Reading, and you've got to get turned on to, you know, the Enjoy magazine. You love that, but Enjoy the store. So we're going to be talking about some of the
Let's talk about the Care Animal Hospital. Where is that?
It's on 20 Hilltop Drive, so it's the very north end of Hilltop, by Lake.
And you are open from?
During the week, 7:30 in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. And on Saturdays, we're open 8 to 2.
8 to 2. And you all specialize in?
We mainly see small animals, so dogs and cats. And we will see some small furries.
Small what?
Furries.
Furries?
You mean like
I
rabbits?
Call small furries.
Does rabbits. That mean like rabbits? And?
Mm-hmm. But we don't have the equipment to see really sick ones.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know what? Okay. It's obvious. You know, every time you come on, you're just smiling, and you're just a happy person. I mean, part of it probably because you walk into craziness here. But
but how many times do people bring in snakes?
I have not had anyone bring in a snake to me here.
Okay. All right. Just curious.
Oh, I'm going to go out and find one.
We're not in Las Vegas, folks.
Can you check this snake out for me? What's its temperature? I'm thinking it's a little warm today. Just to see what you'll do. I may have to go rent a snake.
I have not worked on one since vet school.
Okay. Doctor.
So we're going to.
You know what? If she starts laughing, you just have to laugh because she gets going here. Anyway.
So remember, toxic. Dark chocolate, grapes, raisins, macadamia nuts, onions, garlic powder.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes water they drink out of the
gutters
there because they can have runoff in it like this.
Yikes.
So if you have any questions, though, you can call Care Animal Hospital at
244-2287.
There you go. Dr. Kara Tennant, Care
Thanks
Animal
for
Hospital.
Thanks for being with us this morning.
Our monthly veterinarian visit Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, October. We'll be talking about Halloween.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's 9/11 today. 75 degrees, going up to 108. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Once again, relatives of 9/11 victims and others have gathered at Ground Zero to mark the anniversary of the attacks. There were moments of silence at various venues at Ground Zero. People like Joseph Dorf turned out to think about their lost loved ones, like his brother.
Well, there was no remains, so you still really don't have closure. We still try to keep him alive, you know, even though he's not here.
Similar gatherings around the country at various venues, including in Washington and at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I'm Greg Clugston at the White House, where President and Mrs. Obama observed a moment of silence exactly 14 years after the terror attacks began on September 11th. In a written proclamation, the President said the events of that day left a permanent mark on the spirit of every American, and our nation is forever changed. He proclaimed that Friday through Sunday are national days of prayer and remembrance.
And at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said it's simply difficult to fully appreciate the loss suffered by the families of those killed on September 11th, 14 years ago.
We simply cannot comprehend the weight of their absence. But for me, and for so many others at the Pentagon, the weight of their memory and our duty to honor it is something we do carry with us every day.
Nearly 3,000 lives were lost September 11, 2001. A former State Department employee who helped set up and maintain Hillary Clinton's private email server when she was Secretary of State refused to testify yesterday before the House committee investigating the Benghazi attacks. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, a member of that committee, told the Salem Radio Network he is incredulous.
This should raise, a basic fundamental question. What's the tech guy doing taking the Fifth?
And Brian Pagliano asserted his constitutional right not to incriminate himself. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Raise them up, Lord! Raise them up!
Audiences love War Room, the powerful new film that's inspired more than a million people.
This is my favorite place in this house. I call it my War Room.
Because prayer is a powerful weapon. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Beth Moore.
You got to plead with God so that He can do what only He can do.
War Room. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. Tickets and showtimes at warroomthemovie.com.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
The Senate on Thursday turned back an effort to reject the Iran nuclear deal, but that may not be the end of the story, according to correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The Republican majority had hoped to pass a resolution of disapproval of the Iran nuclear deal, but Democrats stopped them in their tracks. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says he's willing to try again.
Bring me a bill with enough co-sponsors to override a presidential veto, and we'll take a look at it.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says Senator McConnell is dreaming.
He's lost the vote, and it's a situation, Mr. President, where he is simply not in touch with reality as it exists.
The Senate's action hands President Obama a major foreign policy victory. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
CNN has laid out details for the GOP presidential debate set for September 16th. And former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina will join the other candidates this time. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A little hot weather in California, and the forecasters say a lot of it has to do with the monsoonal air stream coming as a result of a tropical storm brewing out in the Pacific. It also meant some air conditioning units shut down at public schools, and that forced students in some of those schools to have to change classrooms so they could at least try to keep cool. Domestic airlines posting better on-time performance results, according to the latest numbers.
The Department of Transportation reports 78.1% of flights on the leading airlines arrived on time in
in July. That's up from 74.8% the previous month and 75.6% in July of last year. Hawaiian, Alaska, and Delta Airlines topped the on-time rankings for the 10th straight month, the fifth consecutive month in that precise order.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning. It's currently 76 degrees in the downtown studios. How you doing, Carl?
You want me to just leave now? Or
no, but I think
on?
Somehow my weather paper got
your weather
put
paper
away someplace.
Well, let me help you right now. It is currently 75 degrees, going up to 108 today. This weekend it'll be a little bit cooler, going down to 102 tomorrow and 100 on Sunday. And then next week we start into a cooling trend into the 80s.
Right. So Tuesday calls for, I just found it. Actually, I wrote on the back of it.
Really,
and you moved it. You moved my cheese, buddy.
Really, I was hiding.
So Wednesday, mostly sunny with 84. Okay, now that's talking about next week, but let's talk about this weekend. Again, today's going to be 106, Saturday's 104, Sunday's 101, and then we cool down next week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, and they are locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Veteran-owned business, been in the business for over 20 years, all makes models of heating and air conditioning. Now, it's going to be hot, and you're saying, well, it's going to start to cool off. Well, then we're going to get into cold weather. Take this time to have Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his professionals, come out, clean out your air filters, clean out the air ducts, do it all. Get them ready for the winter so it's cheaper because the cost of electricity is not going down. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Hey, we're here with Gary Moore.
Hello,
Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Gary wears like four hats. So today we're going to have him wear two hats. The first one, though, is going to be his job as the public affairs officer out at the Veterans Home out in Knighton Road.
That's correct, yes.
Good morning, my friend.
Thank you so much. And today is I've been listening to your broadcast this morning and hearing everyone's stories. And, you know, one of the questions you ask is, tell us your story about that morning.
Yeah.
And I have it's not a fantastic story, but I was engineering and producing a Don Blue radio show in San Francisco that morning. And we had a studio room, but then we had four other rooms with windows. And one was the news person, one was the traffic person, and all this stuff. And then we got television monitors. And we missed the first plane hitting the Twin Towers, and we just thought there was an airplane crash in New York. So we're watching it, and then we saw the second plane come in on the screen and hit that thing, and we were just floored. I mean, it was a moment of silence. All music stopped. All traditional broadcasting stopped, and we went into news mode, reporting mode, and it was really intense for the whole rest of the program. So ever since that day, because that changed my life in terms of the United States and our government and our veterans and things like that. So this morning and every morning at 8:47 on the anniversary, I call and we speak, me and my assistant producer and Don Blue, who did the show. And we talked again this morning and we had not a nice reminiscing of that morning, but there's a certain bond between me and those two particular guys and the news people. And every year on this anniversary, we communicate and it's kind of a nice thing.
Wow.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, we just had one of our chat room people write, if we're doing 9/11 thoughts, can we give thoughts and prayers for Richard Godagno, Flight 93, and his family?
Absolutely.
Because that's something else, too. We talk about we see the flight.
Towers.
The towers being hit and the Pentagon being hit. Flight 93, when it was taken, the passengers on the plane were listening. They had their phones. They knew what was happening, and they knew what was going to happen. And as the famous line was, let's roll, they went to take back the plane. They knew that they knew this could end up very badly. But they did it.
Not going to die sitting down.
We're not going to die sitting down. We're going to be dying on our feet fighting these terrorists. I tell you, it brings tears to my eyes every time I talk about it. And they did. The plane crashed in Pennsylvania in a field out there. They had a they put a monument out there. And, in fact, they had a number of people out there today remembering
this. And they did that movie about Flight 93 several years after. And it was really done very well, but I don't even think that it scratched the surface on the emotion that took place that morning and for those people that were on that plane.
I tell you what, to think about it, you've got terrorists, and let's not forget this, Islamic terrorists that attacked our country like this, and it dramatically changed our country forever. But these people that were on this plane, men and women that were on there, realized what was going on, and what a feeling of helplessness that must be. But then they did away with that feeling. They said, we can take this back.
That's right.
And they took the cart, and they charged them with everybody in there, and the fight was on.
Yeah.
Right.
It's hard for me to talk about.
And United We Stand has never meant more than it does.
It did right then.
Right.
In this
absolutely.
Country. And in this country that was so united.
Yeah. That
14 years
flags,
ago.
The flags waved, and I remember being in L.A. with the flags on the cars, and I'd never seen anything like that in my lifetime. Of course. And not since. But, okay, so ladies and gentlemen, with us this morning is Gary Moore. We're very blessed to have Gary, that is our commentator, broadcaster.
He's our sports guy.
Yeah, and I listened to a game, the last game that you did, and I just so appreciate the art form.
Thank you.
And how well you took live right there into the stadium. I felt it. I smelled it. I was right there.
Yeah, Linda went over and, in fact, gave me a chop block on my knee. And I'm still limping. She turned around and, boom, right into me on the left-hand side. And I said, I threw a flag down. It made no difference. She got on there and she elbowed me twice in the face.
We paid you a nice compliment, too, because a young lady sang the national anthem. It was beautiful. And I had mentioned a couple of years ago when you sang the national anthem for us down at Shasta Speedway. And I still have never heard anything better.
Oh.
It was moving. I just loved it. So,
well, you just made my day.
Oh,
God, national anthem on a day like today. Woof.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, tell us what's going on.
Tonight is football, and I had asked Carl before we even made the arrangement to do this football. I said, listen, my old high school, my alma mater, is Bernie High School, and I would like to do at least one of their games, and we wanted to get in all the local teams, and UPREP is a local team, and they're traveling to Bernie tonight, and as soon as I leave here, I'm going to go pick up a car, and I'm going to head up to Bernie, and I'm going to have a nice lunch at the Rex Club with my aunt and uncle, who I haven't seen in a long time.
Great.
And
then
I think it's great, because you played, defensive end?
Defensive end, 1981.
Yeah, and he's still talking about that game, so I'm kind of thinking, this is the time, UPREP and you guys.
It was fun. I had a conversation with their coach, Clint McClure, yesterday. Well, he'll join me on the pregame show. And I asked him what had changed over the years. The game itself hasn't changed because the object is the same, put the ball over the goal line and put points on the board. But the equipment is a lot different now. The safety gear is a lot different now. And the coaching is a little bit different now. It was when I talked to Greg Grandel from West Valley last week, he says, all that stuff that you mentioned is different, but the game is still the same. And he's been around forever.
The game's been the same, but I bet you have to coach, I think, differently now.
You do.
Than you did back when you and I were playing.
Well, what I've noticed...
It was tougher.
What I have noticed is they do a hurry-up game now. Normally, a game has 175 plays, roughly average. And, the first game of the season, the Red Bluff, they scored, 69 points against Central Valley. They ran, 230-something plays. And then I said the same thing to the coach at UPREP the other day when we... spoke with him. I said, what's the difference? And he says, well, we can keep that tempo up. A lot of times we're waiting on the officials to keep up with us because they want to pull off a play every 10 to 15 seconds. And that's that's some being in shape football.
So what is this doing for you right now, being able to broadcast these games? Is it, you're so an accomplished broadcaster and artist in many ways. Tell us what's happening for you doing these games right now.
Well, when Carl and I talked about it early on, I had removed myself from another sporting thing that I was doing at the time, and I'm still doing that type of auto racing stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it in other areas, and It's what I do. It's what I enjoy doing. I mean, I told somebody after I did the first football game 3 weeks ago, I said, I've never gotten to go to a sporting event in like 30 years and be a spectator. So I get to do my craft, have fun doing my craft. Plus, I get to be a spectator and watch a good football game. And high school caliber football is really good football.
It's, you know, it's great. Okay, where's the game tonight?
It's in Bernie up at the high school, Intermountain, you know, home of Bernie Falls Park and all that. And UPrep's going up there, and I'm going up there. And it's not homecoming night, but for me, it is a homecoming night.
Okay. All right. Gary Moore's going to be out there tonight. Game starts at 7 o'clock. Well, it starts at 7:30, but mm-hmm. we have pregame show right after the news. So, Gary, break a leg out there, and we'll be listening tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gary. After the break, coming up, Chief Paletti. Don't go anywhere. View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your delivery. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, we'll make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 if you wait till Sunday. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is Friday, September the 11th. And, it's time for everybody to kind of think back where they were and all this. We have, of course, the radio show we are doing. This portion of the show brought to you by View 202. Come on out this Sunday from 11 to 2 for the brunch they have every Sunday. And, of course, Linda singing. They held over Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble for all the way through September. And there's some other things that y'all are working on out
right.
there.
Right. We're out there from 11 to 1 doing music. Of course, the brunch is from 10 to 2. And on Sunday as well, this is something, because I had lunch there yesterday, so this is really, on Sunday, all any kind of wine, I don't care if it's Dom Perignon, the most expensive wine is half off a bottle of wine on Sunday. So for people who are really trying to their palates and everything, it's a great place to go. Okay, let's get down to it.
Okay, we've had Redden Police Chief Rob Pelletti. I read the paper. I read it online at night. And I read the editorial, homegrown, written right here by Record Searchlight. Will cameras improve police transparency? Let me just read a couple of lines from this. The public shouldn't expect the kind of transparency that body cams once seemed to promise. Once police unions become involved, public information dwindles to a trickle. Orders released only if officers see some overriding benefit to their own investigations. As far as questionable police operations go, we're still more likely to get more details from citizen-owned cell phone footage than from a dozen police body cameras. That's a pretty strong editorial. What's essentially saying is that that the police, in some kind of conspiracy, is going to cover up the video somehow, or to make sure that nobody sees it if it's not favorable to the police.
Well,
did you read it like that?
Yeah, I did, and you know, it was apparent to me reading the editorial that none of them actually listened to the presentation that I gave to council a couple of weeks ago. It really is. There are departments that are claiming it all as evidence and not releasing anything. That is not the policy here. That will not be the policy here. We're going to try to follow the Public Records Act as closely as we can. However, there's, as I've explained, there's nothing specific about this emerging technology and how it's going to be handled. So, you know, we will judge it based on how we would do a police report. So if there's things that would be redacted by law in a police report that can't be redacted from a video, we won't release the video. If it will, we will release the video. So there's a lot of accusations in there, and I'm not sure when this political swing took place that cops ought, you know, that are
cops,
you know,
are bad.
That cops are the bad guys.
Yeah, where did
but
that
apparently
come from?
That's it. You know, they accuse me of dragging my feet and other things in there, and like I told council the other night, this is not the only project that the Reading Police Department has been working on. We've completed a building, and we've completed a move. We've got a major computer revamp that's going to take place. I won't even call it an upgrade. We're going to basically throw out a system from 1984 and replace it with a new one. So we've got a lot of things, and we've made a lot of progress in the last 3.5 years, and for them to accuse me of dragging my feet is just preposterous.
Well, the other things too is that when people say, "Oh, we have policy," well, you have a policy, but there are so many questions to this that it's and just the cost. And let's just forget cost. I just know this is that you got the Reading Police Department who is putting this together with, and you're kind of putting it together at your level. I mean, there's not like you can pull in an IT department and all these because we're short, you know, the shortage of personnel. I know that the California Highway Patrol is wrestling with this. They haven't put anybody out, and you don't think they've been getting pressure? They have. They're trying to figure out the plan to make it work, and they're going to start with a small group too as a test case, but they have an infinitely more money and more assets than we do, and they're wrestling with the same questions. What happens when you've got 6 or 7 officers arriving at the same time with dash cams and body cams? What do you do with the privacy? What do you do with the storage? And how much of this should be releasable? You know, all these things. And, for people to think that you just buy a camera, you stick it on your chest, and that's going to answer all the questions. I've seen it. I've listened to people about it, and it just doesn't work that way.
Well, if you look at Time Magazine last month, they did a cover story on what it's like to be a police officer in America today, and it's focused on Philadelphia Police Department. Their chief is on President Obama's panel on transparency and policing, or whatever they're calling the panel. And he said when he started looking at body cameras, even him found out very quickly that there's a lot of legal issues, cost, and other things that make this a very complicated issue, and it's not simple. People are trying to make this a very simple issue of buy a camera, stick it on a cop. Well, there's a lot of legal parameters with Public Records Act and Privacy Act and when they shall, when they shan't, when they can. You can't just record everything. You can't afford to store all of that data. I mean, if the departments that we looked at alone, Chula Vista, Salinas, Stockton, other Rialto that have cameras, they're averaging about a little over 2 hours a day of video per officer. Well, at our current staffing level, we're putting 21 officers on the street a day. So if we fall into that average, that's 42 hours of video per day, 365 days a year that we have to store. And we have to store it for 2 years. And I'm making the decision to store it for 2 years because that's how long you have to file a federal lawsuit.
Because there is nothing else. There's no guidance.
There's no state guidelines that say.
Right.
I don't want to just declare it all as evidence and say I'm never going to release anything because I don't think that meets the intent of putting the cameras on the guys.
Okay.
But I still say the benefit of the program is to defend the officers against, you know, frivolous complaints and lawsuits. And, you know, they say that is a – or they – insinuate that is a bad argument.
No, that's pretty much what they say
for the cameras. But then you're insinuating that the officers are the bad guys. My officers are out there every day busting their butts to try to do right by this community and take care of this community, and they're the ones that are responding, willing to put their lives on the line for your safety, and yet you want to try to turn them into the bad guys.
Well, here's what I don't understand. Where do you get your information for the, let me see, I guess it's Malene Hazel, who is the editorial page editor. I don't know if she wrote this herself. When it says the public shouldn't expect the kind of transparency body cams once seem to promise. To be released only if officers see some overriding benefit to their own investigations, or that when police unions become involved, public information dwindles to a trickle. I'm not sure where she's getting her information from.
We've been working very closely with the Reading Police Officers Association, the Reading Police Management Association, on the policy itself. It is a meet and agree issue, you know. So there's a MOU issue that a side letter or part of their negotiation that has to take place. But you know, she's assuming that they're going to try to block this, but she hasn't even talked to them to find out whether or not they're for it or against it. So, you know, this is...
Can you talk about that?
This is an opinion article.
Right.
And
that's what an editorial
like
is.
I said, we've been very cooperative through the development of the policy itself. Once the policy's finalized, which is very close, we're writing the request for proposals right now. We'll get that to purchasing by the end of September so that we can look at actual cost of purchasing the system. But it's not purchasing the system that's the expensive part. It's the personnel to manage all the data. You know, I had an email the other day that we should just go buy a bunch of little 2 terabyte and have 50 or 60 2 terabyte hard drives around. Well, that doesn't work that way. There's software and a server and everything else that takes place with this stuff. It's not that simple as people are trying to make it out to be.
Why don't you throw the privacy issue and all that stuff right back up at the city council and say, hey, you've got a bunch of attorneys you're paying a lot of money to. You figure it out.
Well,
let them do it.
We've talked to the city attorney on this, and obviously, you know, the Public Records Act is something that whenever we release stuff, we try to get the opinion of the city attorney before we release things, and he'll be involved in that process so that we get a good legal decision when we go to release something.
Chief, I'm sure on many people's minds today, with all of the hostility and all of the negative press and all of the lashing out at police officers, we think, first of all, we want to say thank you for your service, what you guys do for us. But is this when an article or an opinion piece comes out, an editorial piece comes out, is it one more thing that feels disheartening to the cop today?
Well, I think so. And you know, in the end, the same people that disparage the police are the first ones that'll dial 911 when they're in trouble. So, you know, my officers are good people that work hard every day to protect this community with short staffing and everything else. And for these accusations that there's some corruption there or some big conspiracy.
That's pretty much what it said.
There's a 500,000 cops in this country. Are there some bad apples? Yeah, there are.
Are there some bad newspaper people?
Are there 99% of the officers that are in the... I mean, if you really look at the police forum put out a thing that, you know, excessive force complaints are less than 0.013% of all police complaints out of 13 million contacts police make with people nationwide each year. So it's... And those are round numbers off the top of my head. But, you know, realistically, you know, the amount of complaints that we get based on the number of contacts that we have per year is very small. And our officers really are good people doing a good job and doing the best that they can to take care of their community. And they're willing to put their lives on the line to make sure that you're safe.
You know, the fact is saying that a cell phone camera is going to give you more information. You know, the other things, too, is that I find it's amusing to hear somebody say that. I know you got to run, Chief, here in a minute, but I find it amusing because you've got people that you don't know when they turn it on, what they're, you know, what happened before that or all that. And that's one of my concerns is an officer that's in a fight on the ground with somebody and the rest of the officers are running up, you're going to get a view that the officer on the ground who's engaged in a fight doesn't have. It could be anything. But when somebody else comes in, if the officer is defending himself, and, well, why did he do that? I mean, it's obvious that there's no reason, because look at this camera. I mean, there are so many things to this that, aspects of this that you guys are going to have to do for your men and women. And I mean, I can't imagine wearing one in combat.
If you get on YouTube and run police shooting, yeah, two views, you'll see one view where it looks horrible. You see the second view and you see the guy pulling out the gun. What if you don't have that second view?
Yep.
So they're not going to be a panacea for everything that takes place in police work. And let's face it, if we have an officer-involved shooting, we're going to get sued. It's just the way it is, because the lawyers make too much money in federal court not to. So I think that they're going to help us a lot with the frivolous complaints. I don't think they're going to stop lawsuits. I think they'll give us good evidence in those cases to show that the officers were trying to do the right thing. But, you know, when you have a bunch of fighting or running around, you get a lot of flashing lights. The cameras can't focus that fast. Really, the audio becomes, you know, the most valuable piece of evidence with a body camera in a critical incident. So, you know, I'm for them. I think that they're going to be a good addition to our department, but I don't think they're a panacea, and I don't appreciate their accusation that I'm dragging my feet on something.
The record searchlight.
All right, we're going to take a break when we come back.
I think you've got to...
Oh, would you want to hold over the break?
I want to hold the break just for a minute.
Let's do it.
Rob, where were you on 9/11?
Yeah, perfect.
I had just got off work at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was asleep, and my wife woke me up and turned on the TV, and I knew that something was going to happen then, and, you know, I figured, being a National Guardsman, so I went out, inventoried my equipment, packed it up, and then about 3 weeks later, I was standing duty in San Francisco International Airport.
Okay.
Wow.
Impact. Hey, you got a chance for a question?
Sure.
All right. Jim, good morning. You're live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was going to ask Robin, the question here. Did you happen to see the SWAT team go down on the restaurant there in L.A. this morning?
No, I haven't. I was at the sunrise ceremony.
Okay, for 9/11. Well, you want to see that there? That was kind of they stormed in there with the third, and then all of a sudden, pow, pow, pow! There's, and then pretty soon, all the SWAT team comes back out of the restaurant again, and they announced the guy was dead. I don't know, they saw him. They chased him through the town and everything. And he tried to run over some people and crash a car and everything. So the guy, it was pretty dangerous, but, you know, you never see, I bet you won't see anything on what happened actually in the restaurant.
Well, you know, yesterday, I haven't seen that, so I don't want to comment on something I haven't seen. But to put it in perspective, yesterday a Lodi police officer in my hometown, where I was born and raised, chased a theft suspect into an alleyway and was shot by that suspect and wounded, and they ended up killing that suspect. That's where your officers put their lives in danger to protect this community from a criminal element. And so far, we've been very lucky. And I hope, pray to God that there's never a day where I have to speak at a funeral because one of our officers has paid the ultimate sacrifice for their community. So, yes, you know, there are things that people aren't going to be able to see because the videos don't capture or anything else. But trust the fact that your officers are trying to do what's right to protect this community.
That's the bottom line. Is if you start I know, Jim. You were just saying.
I was going to say, just what are the people going to see? And a lot of people are going to draw a lot of different
conclusions.
On the
right? Yeah, they are. I agree. Because they're going to have all these different sides. Okay, Jim. Thanks a lot. Right. Last thing I guess is that it's. No matter what you think about body cams or not, I mean, I think, frankly, that if they're here, I mean, you know, might as well just, you know, let's just find out a way to make them work as well as we can. But we've also got to trust the people that we trust our lives with, that they're going to make the right decision. And we hired a chief of police here for a reason, for integrity and for getting the job done. And if we thought he couldn't do that, then they wouldn't have hired him. Well, you've got to be able to trust the chief. And to smear the whole police department with accusations of, oh, the union's going to make sure everything's pulled, blah, 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 everything I just read here. It's beneath the paper in my opinion, to publish this.
It works to put more mistrust in the police department and more mistrust in the officers that are out there really, really trying to make sure that the community is safe.
Okay, thanks a lot, Reading Police Chief Rob Pledy. 9/11, it's a big day today for everybody. Take care, stay safe. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott. KCNR 1460. It's 78 degrees, going up to 108 today.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Friday, September 25th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $10. $10! The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live, in person, for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, September 25th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world-famous men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend.
Hunks are better at the river.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. 9/11 here at KCNR 1460.
In 2015. 14 years ago. Currently 78 degrees. We're going to have 108 today.
That's right.
So we always like to say this, just a reminder, don't let your pet. I know it's kind of weird because September is a transitional month. Don't let your pets, your kids, don't leave your car running thinking I'm going to run into the store. Just don't do it. Don't even think that it's okay. Don't do it.
Yep.
Hydrate because people could still overheat. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. 108. Still really hot outside.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Head on down there. Veteran-owned business. And, you know, it's a good day to get a haircut today. Maybe I'll run down there and get a haircut. The Man's Last Stronghold discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the Cheers of barbershops. And head on down the street a little bit further on Athens to Millie and Kathy at Classy Cafe. It's like a mini museum in there on the walls. Plus, you get a hug when you walk in and a wonderful breakfast, wonderful lunch, great prices. All there at Classy Cafe off of Athens Avenue.
We've been talking to all of our guests this morning about where they were on 9/11. And, you know, I think the last half of the show here, we should probably ask our listeners if you care to call in. Meanwhile, I've got a couple things to read to you about how some people have dealt with it. But first, we want to do some tell you about some things that are happening this weekend. Taste of Greece is happening September 12th, which is tomorrow. presented by the Shasta Library Foundation. Carl and I will be there. We are going to be emceeing the event. It's going to be a blast. We're going to dress in Greek attire, although you don't have to. Pat Karch Quartet will be there. And the tickets are available at the Friends Bookstore inside the Reading Library. And enjoy the store. For more information, 246-0146. That's this weekend. That's tomorrow. Also, the 63rd Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue happening Sunday, September 13th. Now, you guys can drive through for just $7, or actually $8 if you don't buy the tickets. $8 is going to get you tri-tip or chicken with salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and coffee. Of course, it's a big fundraiser for the Asphalt Cowboys, and it's a great, wonderful thing to do. So if you don't want to, or you can get out, you can hang out for the day, and you can, they're going to have a live auction, and it's really fun at the park, the Lake Reading Park. That's a Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. And tonight, out at City of Shasta Lake, starting at 6:30, will be Never Forget a Candlelight Ceremony in the City of Shasta Lake at the September 11th Memorial, which has a piece of steel from the World Trade Center towers, will be there. And it's part of the memorial that they've built there. It starts at 6:30 if you want to go down for probably hamburgers and hot dogs and other things there at 6:30. 7:30, the program begins. Also, tonight, the annual spaghetti dinner from Dignity Health to Shasta Senior Nutrition Program will be at 100 Mercy Oaks Drive here in Reading. It goes from 5 to 8 p.m. You can come in and sit down, or you can take out their great spaghetti dinner. It's their annual spaghetti dinner. This is the only fundraiser they do for the year. To honor 9/11, the Patriot Guard Riders will be there leading the Pledge of Allegiance. Drive-through and take-out meals, of course, available between 5 and 7 p.m. The time for the event goes from 5 to 8 p.m. Walk to Fight Suicide, Out of the Darkness Community Walks. That's tomorrow at Caldwell Park. Registration at 8 a.m. And the walk goes from 9 to 11 a.m. It'll go over the Sundial Bridge. But it's Walk to Fight Suicide. Suicide prevention starts with everyday heroes like you. You'll raise money for the critical research and prevention programs and show your community that you support a culture that's smart about mental health. We also have, of course, the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council is kicking off their Diaper Palooza, so you can bring your diapers to a variety of places, including right here. In fact, if you have diapers, bring them on down to 1326 Market Street to KCNR 1460. Not used diapers. Okay, guys, girls, not used diapers. These are new ones in the packages starting. They really need 3, 4, and 5 sizes.
Okay.
3, 4, 5s. And that's going on right now, too.
So, diapers for babies?
Gosh.
Diapers for babies.
Yes, it's diapers for babies. And
I just had to ask.
What kind of diapers?
There are.
It depends, huh?
Well, they can still be diapers for adults. These are diapers for babies.
Eric got it.
Yeah. Took you a while because. Okay, I wanted to go into this article here. I think this is kind of fascinating because you know how many people were really affected by 9/11, and we'd love to take your calls about where were you on 9/11. Today's 14 years after that terrible tragedy of September 11, 2001. Well, you know, it left Americans filled with horror and uncertainty. But for this guy, Michael Perry, these events sparked a mission. He says a self-proclaimed obsession to collect a copy of every newspaper that reported the tragedy. This guy's 43 years old. He lives in Roseville. He has spent about $150,000 of his money on 1,026 newspapers from around the world, including one from each state. They're issued from September 11th to September 12th. And he said he really started collecting them because it affected him so much, and he really wanted to share it as a historical thing with his kids. He still says that he visits these newspapers and looks at them every day. So this is probably why he say it's a little bit of an obsession, because it just, he said, it's really amazing to him that 3,000 people were walking around on their way to work, going to work, and then this tragedy happened, and of course that many lives were lost, and just like a poof. But one of the things that saddens me is that he says his kids 18, 15, and 6 don't really care.
They don't really
care. Really affected them. Didn't happen really, I mean, the 18-year-old would have been, of course, four at that time. And the rest, you know, so it's the people whose lives, you know, even Eric, 14, Spencer was here earlier, was 12. You know, it's like I remember in sixth grade when they landed on the moon. It was something, it was a different thing as far as the sadness, but it's something that rippled through the world.
Well, it is.
And it affected us.
And it's been war ever since. You can say it any way you like. You can say that the war really started well before that, and it did. The U.S. has been at war for decades against Islamic terrorist and fundamentalist. You know, USS Cole, the bombings at the embassies, all these things. But then this one, and another attempt at the World Trade Center earlier on by a very much of a an Amman who was a fundamentalist who wanted to take down the tower then. But the aftermath of it, you know, people that are 14, and like you said, his son's 18, so he's 4 years old, they don't know about it. And I think the saddest thing about the war on terror, you know, in Afghanistan and Iraq, is that, you know, at first everybody, flags, everything. Now it continues to divide the country. Though I'm not sure why, at least this time they have not decided to blame the warriors that are fighting it, except in the sense of the, I guess, benign neglect. It's not, they're not doing it on purpose, except maybe the VA, who it's supposed to be taking care of. But we have, you know, a much higher rate of unemployment for veterans when they come back, a number of these things. So you're not getting the overt hostility you got at Vietnam, but this is still going on. This war is still going on. And for the longest time, I believe this still, if you don't have somebody involved in the fight, it doesn't touch you. It doesn't. People don't realize that there's still people being killed. There's still people being maimed. Still people being wounded for life in so many different ways. But we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with
a phone call, and that's probably. Talking about what happened on 9/11.
That's right.
We appreciate stay in there with us, sweetie, and we'll be right back. 8:46 in the morning here, 9/11. Where were you? KCNR 1460.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be a buzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, we'll make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 if you wait till Sunday. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Mm-hmm. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Turtle Bay's 9th annual fall plant sale is Saturday, September 26th. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, hard-to-find perennials, grasses, shrubs, trees, and more. On September 26th, Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount and 20% for non-members. Plus, free gardening advice will be available throughout the day. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Welcome back to Free. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I am getting my eye thumbed by my wife here. I mean, not literally, but figuratively. Eric's over there laughing.
I know.
You know what? It's 12 minutes till 9 o'clock. Yeah, you sure are. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee and all with Espresso Joe's, and serves hot drinks, cold drinks, got it all, brews, wines. Everything. Loose coffee in bags. Well, it's not to say loose coffee. It's, coffee beans. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Right there with a walk-in humidor that is simply fabulous. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Did I mention it was a veteran-owned business? And veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Now, on the 20th of September, it is the Charity of Your Choice Poker Tournament. $50 buy-in, limited to 175 guests, and it goes for charity. It goes to the $2,000 guarantee to the charity of your choice. Also, the Stillwater Powwow is going to be October 2nd through the 4th, $3 admission at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Okay, let's go to the phones. Molly, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was listening to Linda, and she was talking about the guy who was saving the newspapers from 9/11. Did you see that article in the Record Searchlight? Where'd you find that?
I know it's on USA Today.
USA Today.
Yeah.
I'm going to look for that because I do have a lot of newspapers that I saved. Also, I saved them for my granddaughter who got older, grew up, and said, I don't care.
Well, this is what he's talking about. He said, I feel like I'm somewhat obsessed. He goes, my friends have moved on. He looks at these newspapers from all over the world, and, I can't say it over the air, but in San Francisco and one of the other places, they use the B word, and I don't even know if that's going to be bleeped out of the news, because I'm not going to say it. But anyway, so it's a fascinating article. If you just pull up USA Today and go on,
find it that way. One other thing I wanted to mention to you was, people believe that we were first attacked on the U.S. shores on December 7th. We didn't own the islands. That wasn't an attack. It was an attack against our forces, our navy. But
You're right.
A U.S. attack.
It was a territory.
But anyway, yes, there has been many others, and you mentioned all of those. One of the things I wanted to tell you was I got into a lot of trouble because I was at work. I work for defense, and we were trying to finish off a contract, which we had a time limit on. And as soon as I was working in Sunnyvale, and as soon as the news hit Stanford, which is our next-door neighbor right there in Palo Alto, they immediately sent lots and lots of trucks over because we had 15,000 people. And they said, okay, let's give blood. And so they set up the trucks all over the parking lot. So I told my supervisor, I'm going down to give blood. Well, she thought I'd go give blood 10 minutes, be back. It was about 2 hours. When I came back, she laid into me about how I'm irresponsible and I don't know what's right and what's wrong and the contract's more important than anything in the whole world. And you know what? I left that job within 1 week. I told her I hope she rots in hell. But
I thought that was an appropriate response. Yeah.
Wow.
She didn't get it.
Yeah, she didn't get it. And you know what? There's still people that don't get it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, thank you very much for what you're doing today. It's really great.
Okay,
thanks a lot, Molly,
thanks
for calling.
Oh, that's great. Let's go to the phones. To Billy Bob, good morning, and where were you? Or do you have a comment?
Oh, yes. Thanks for taking my call again. Hey, listen, I was discouraged to hear about the Record Searchlight, as you reported earlier in your program, about the chief of police and their police force in this town. We've got one of the best police forces anywhere, and there hasn't been a single incident that can be pinpointed to corruption or anything. Now, the CHP has got a different problem. They had Harris, that one guy who had pornography and child porn and illegal guns. He was a CHP officer. And then the other Shaw lady who had multiple injuries and a drunken driving, and she need the RPD officer when she was being arrested. And ever so little is said about the Highway Patrol, but City of Reading, there isn't a single problem, and for the record, Searchlight, even come close to what has been reported on your show to this morning is absolutely ridiculous. And again, my second point is, as far as 9/11, it was the most shocking morning of my life. And again, we shouldn't have gone into those countries trying to build democracy. We should have sent our Rambo forces, our special forces in, and covertly taken these guys out. We shouldn't have shock and awed them, blow up bridges and electrical plants, and cost us trillions of dollars. That was a big mistake. But again, the war isn't over, and we should declare a covert war against these people. Put our Rambo boys in there and take them out. And I mean, take them out. And Carl, I appreciate your service throughout this. And again, if anybody knew how it's to be done, I'm sure you could come up with it. So anyway, I'm so sorry for all the people who lost their lives.
Thank you so much, Billy Bob.
Yes, yeah. Thanks,
you know,
so much for your call.
It
thank
is.
You.
It's a,
well, 14 years ago, again, let's not forget, terrorists hijacked 4-passenger planes and rammed 2 into New York City's World Trade Center and a 3rd into the Pentagon outside Washington. A 4th jetliner crash-landed on an empty field in Pennsylvania. By the time the carnage was over, the hijackers had killed 2,977 people. Now, we know that more died after that just
due to... Some people are still dying.
That's right.
And by the way, the person's name that we mentioned before that was on that Flight 93 was a forest ranger or a park ranger out of Humboldt County area, and they found his wallet in the cockpit. So maybe they made it into the cockpit in that fight, you know, to take over the plane. You know what? At least you were not going softly into the night. They went in after them.
That's right. Hundreds of miles away, passenger jetliner crashed near Shanksville, Pennsylvania at 10:03 a.m. Crowds were to mark a moment of silence at that exact time and read out the names of the victims. 40 passengers and crew members aboard United Airlines 93 died when the plane crashed into the field. Again, it is believed that the hijackers crashed the plane in that location rather than their unknown target. And those are the true heroes, as we know.
First responders, so many of the first responders that were climbing the stairs in the World Trade Towers to save lives, all were lost when they collapsed. And I was watching the TV when they both collapsed, first one and then the other. And all those people that were in there trying to rescue all these thousands that were stuck there in the buildings, the ones who leapt. And this is the part that a lot of people were seeing, was that people leaping to their death as opposed to being burnt. This whole tragedy 14 years ago today.
And more than 300 firefighters were among those who perished. And do you remember when we were watching TV, we were all, and it just went on and on the morning that that happened after this just life-altering moment for all of us, that every time we turned the TV on, there was another funeral. And it's hard to fathom. And when you look at a room of 300 people, you think those firefighters died. So you, in your hand there, you have a flyer that says, Never Forget.
That's right. Again, I want to remind everybody, the candlelight ceremony tonight at the in the city of Shasta Lake. Sit on down to the end of the street down there. 6:30 p.m., food and drinks. They'll have chairs all set up. There'll be guest speakers. There'll be a memory of those who died this day in the World Trade Center and for all of those who died beginning on September 11th, 2015. Again, the program begins at 7:30 p.m. out at the city of Shasta Lake. Gosh, everybody, kind of take time to maybe for a couple minutes today to think about where you were and to maybe offer up a prayer for those people that died that day and for those who have died since then fighting these wars that are still going on in Afghanistan and Iraq. as Billy Bob said, there's a lot of covert actions going on that you never hear about. Only thing that parents and families get is that killed in a training accident or things like this. They still go on. The fight's still on. Trust me. Have a good weekend. And we'll be back. We've got big surprises for next week.
And we'll
big
see you surprise. Tomorrow night at Taste of Greece. That'll be a lot of fun at the Civic Center for the Library Foundation. Carl and I'll be there. And so, anyway, enjoy your weekend. And
just remember.
Yeah, we will.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The nation pauses to remember the victims of the 9/11 terror attacks 14 years ago today. A solemn ceremony at Ground Zero in New York. Almost 3,000 people were killed in the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, aboard Flight 93. Faith Miller lost her husband, Robert, as the Twin Towers fell.
His body was never found. So, of course, in the cemetery we have a stone. No one would know that he's not there. However, by coming here, I know his last remains. We're really here.
President and Mrs. Obama observed a moment of silence this morning at the White House. Arizona State Police say they cannot confirm reports of shots fired from one vehicle at another on a Phoenix freeway this morning. They say there is no physical evidence. There have been 11 confirmed shootings in the Phoenix area in recent